Well, hello everybody, and welcome to yet another rousing episode of the Molehole Radio. Of course, your daily dose of all the fun and excitement that is every goddamn waking moment of my horrible, horrible existence. I'd like to start off the show by saying, I know this is a topic that's been, of course, plowed. If the radio show is a farm, and what we grew were topics, this one has been harvested many, 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 many times. In fact, just last night we were talking about this. But I despise my fucking job. Right now, it's just to give you a frame of reference. It's eight o'clock. It's eight. Excuse me. I'm having some problems over here. It's 8:01 Eastern Standard Time. I usually get home around 5:30 to 6 o'clock. I get off work at 5 o'clock. Today, I just walked in the door 5 minutes ago because I was told at 4:45 that I needed to stay in the office because I was the only supervisor in the office because there were tech people, you know, computer people working on the network that were coming after 5 o'clock. They would be there at 5 and they would be there for 15 minutes. Okay, 15 fucking minutes. I guess I can deal with that. They even had they were even nice enough to ask me, well, can you stay an extra 15 minutes? Well, sure, 15 minutes. You can't do much in 15 minutes. Maybe you could make a podcast. Maybe you could watch half a sitcom. But you can't do much in 15 minutes. You could watch a whole episode of Tim and Eric Awesome Show. So 15 minutes, sure. I'll stick around for 15 minutes. I'm a team player, right? Well, that 15 minutes turned into 2 hours. 2 fucking hours. Of sitting around and doing nothing because I can't get on the internet because they're working on the fucking internet. So I literally had to sit at my desk for 2 hours. 2 fucking hours. Oh, and get this. You know, a lot of you may think out there, well, you know, at least you got paid overtime. Overtime? Not for TJ. Not for the mole. I'm salary. So essentially, I stayed at work for 2 hours for free. I mean, if you really want to boil it down, my time meant nothing. And you think, well, the other argument would be, well, you know, at least it was a good thing. You know, at least maybe now, like, you know, your office will appreciate the fact that you've been willing to help out. You know what I mean? You did it because you were asked to do it, and you volunteered, and that should be a good thing, and they should, you know, at very least somewhat respect you, or at least, maybe not respect, maybe respect is the wrong word, but maybe they should at least appreciate, I guess would be the word, appreciate your efforts. But no, they won't. There's no point. This will just be, you know, conveniently, for lack of a less cliched term, this will be swept under the rug and forgotten about. And they'll just act like they always do. And this was completely for nothing. And the other thing is, these fucking computer people, they told me on their way out that they'll be back in the morning. What in the hell was so goddamn important? Now understand this. The company I work for, it's not a big company, but it's not a small company either. But it's not the kind of company that really worries about their computer networking. It's not like I work for an IT company, or it's not like I work for like a software development house. I work for a fucking plumbing company, and 90% of these people barely know how to use the fucking computers. What in God's name was so fucking important that they had to come after the shop was closed? Keep in mind, we're there from fucking 6:30 to 5. 6:30 in the fucking morning till 5 in the afternoon. What fucking problem was that big that they had to fucking come after hours? All that time, they had all fucking day. They could have come. They come at fucking 5 o'clock. And it's just unreal. It pissed me off so fucking much. And I mean, you know, I call my boss to let him know I'm leaving, and he's like, oh, sorry. I kind of thought that they would run late, but I didn't think they'd run that late. You thought they would run fucking late. So why did you tell me 15 minutes? So essentially, you just admitted that you lied to me so I'd stay there so you wouldn't have to. You know? And that's why I want to fucking die every day I go to fucking work. Like, that's what I deal with. I deal with people that lie to me so they can get out of doing their work, so I'll do their work for them. And yeah, is sitting in an office for 2 hours doing nothing, is that that bad? No. There's worse jobs. You know, I could have been doing, like, you know, I could have been hauling pipe. I could have been digging a ditch for 2 hours. That would have been worse. I'm not arguing that. But that's 2 hours of my fucking time unpaid. That just, it goes for nothing. You know, I have a lot of shit to do. I have, you know, I'm packing for my move on Saturday. It's not like I don't have anything to do. And I shouldn't even have to justify what I'm doing in my spare time. It's my fucking spare time. I already gave you from fucking 6:30 to 5. I gave you what? What is that? Fucking 11 hours? Is that not enough? So I gotta give you another 2? Unpaid? It's just not right. Pissed me off. Excuse me. I don't mean to harp on it. I'm sure it's getting old to hear by now. We spent a good part of the last podcast talking about this very thing. You know, one thing that I try to do with this show is, you know, I just try to be honest with you guys. I think that the only way that this show ever works is if I'm honest and I talk about things that are going on and give you my take. I think that's why people listen. I think that's why it'll make it good. Like, if I just come out real shticky and try to do, you know, like, I don't know, try to just force reactions for things that I don't really care about. Because I could do that. And I listen to a lot of other radio shows and podcasts, and I feel like they do that to a certain extent. Like, if something happens in the news, they're forced to react to it. But I don't feel that way. I mean, obviously, this is a much more niche show, and I react to things that happen in my life. It's genuine. So, if I'm beating a dead horse, I sincerely apologize. But, you know, most days I'm angry. And today I'm just teeming with rage. You know, sitting in that fucking office, literally just sitting there, just looking at the fucking walls. And I sure as fuck wasn't going to do any actual paperwork. Not that I really could do anything, because my computer wasn't fucking working. I couldn't get on the internet. So, anyway. A theme of today's show... Oh, and the other thing is, I didn't get my comic books. I was, you know, if one fucking day out of the goddamn week that I look forward to, it was Wednesday, I didn't get my comic books. No fucking comic books for Topo today. Because I got out, and by the time I got out of the fucking office, the comic store was closed. So, you know, no fucking comics. I still hope by tomorrow I'll get my comics. And well, I have comics to read, so I meant to say this on the last show, but I plan on doing a weekly comic book show. Everybody seems to like the comic stuff. People over at the outhouse seem to respond to it. Other people seem to like it, so I will bring back the comic book stuff, because for a little while I thought maybe that was the one part of the show I was going to phase out, but people seem to enjoy it, and I think that The Daily Show is a good place to put all the comic stuff, because, you know, it's a lot more. You can basically just make a comic book episode. So Thursdays will be the ordained comic book day. I figure that gives me enough time to read some books. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all my books read tomorrow, but I do still have a bunch of books from last week that I didn't review yet, so tomorrow will be comic book day, so you got that to look forward to. Now, I was thinking about this on the way home, and you know, whenever I do one of these, I try to come up with a theme. Not like a whole theme, but like, I guess like a leitmotif would be the word to use. And it just seemed like today the things that kind of happened to me and the things that I read all kind of revolved around why are you so fucking surprised? So that's kind of the theme of the show today. Why are you so fucking surprised? And furthermore, stop acting surprised. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is, again, this is the last I will talk about work. But this morning, I was in the middle of doing 5 things, like always, and this one woman that works in my office came up to me, and she kept asking me questions when I was clearly busy and on the phone. So I not only did I have, you know, paperwork in front of me, and I was obviously doing things, I was also on the telephone. So, not the most optimal time to come up and talk to me. So, she kept talking, and I'm, you know, occupied. I'm multitasking already. So I finally turn to her, and I'm like, what do you need? And she gets this pissed off look on her face, and she goes, why do you act like I'm bothering you? And without even hesitating, I go, it's because you are fucking bothering me. Like, I don't understand, like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I can't hammer this enough. Don't talk to me at work. I don't want to talk to you. I have nothing to say to you. Leave me alone. Because that's the other thing. She don't want to talk about work shit. She just wanted to have some stupid conversation. I don't want to have a fucking conversation. I want nothing to do with you. Leave me alone. If I want to talk to you, I will talk to you. I think that people in the office should have, like, the fucking pimp hooker rule. Don't speak unless spoken to. Because I don't care about your stupid bullshit, and I'm busy. I'm actually doing work. I'm not pacing around the fucking office looking to goof off all fucking day. So, again, that is the beginning of the theme of don't act so fucking surprised. Don't act so fucking surprised when I'm doing 800 things and I don't want to talk to you about your fucking weekend plans. Because guess what? I don't give a shit about your fucking weekend plans. I don't care. I don't care about how like, you want to ask me about how I feel about moving? I think it's great. How about that? Like, leave me alone. You don't really care either. You're just bored and you're looking for somebody to talk to. Fucking go on the internet. It's brilliant. They have tons of shit for you to do instead of doing your work. Just leave me alone. Don't involve me in your fucking mindless bullshit. Alright, secondly, I was, I forget what website I was on. I think it was actually on, like, my, like, one of the Yahoo screens or something at somebody else's desk, but I guess, I need to hammer this point home before I tell you this story. I refuse to make this show political in any way. I stay away from it because I think that it's a dark, dark place that, in my opinion, is rarely funny. I think it ends up getting, like, it's just silly. And if you want to know about my political beliefs, I think that it's all bullshit and it's just the same fucking, like, it's one old white guy that's going to fuck you over, or the next old white guy that's going to fuck you over, and I don't really see the point in arguing about it. Like, there's really little you can do about it anyway, so, you know, whatever. And if that's me being ignorant about our political system, then so be it. But I don't enjoy political discussions, because I don't really think a lot of times they're discussions. It's people that have predetermined ideas, and they just want to yell their points, and they don't listen to other people, and vice versa. It's the same on both sides, and it's retarded, and I don't, you know, again, I don't find it very funny or entertaining, and that's what this show's supposed to be, and I don't want to make it this serious yawn fest. But anyway, the reason I bring up the political disclaimer is because it involves our president, Mr. Barack Fancy Pants Obama, or whatever Jude calls him. you know, they passed the health reform bill or whatever yesterday. I think this was yesterday, and I guess it was televised, and Joe Biden said something like, wow, that was a big fucking deal. You know, it is a big fucking deal. That was like their fucking baby, that legislation. But an uproar came to be because, you know, the word fuck or fucking or whatever it was got broadcast over, you know, TV. My God, what are we ever to do? You've never heard the word fuck before. I mean, what? Like, how is that even a story? So, Joe Biden, who I guess didn't realize he was mic'd or near a mic, said fuck. Everyone in this fucking, like, everyone in the universe has said fuck. And if you haven't, you're fucking lying. And, you know, what is with this fake sense of, like, morality that we have? Like, it's just like, you know, we're the fucking internet generation. You can see the most depraved shit with the click of a button. I mean, I guess really I shouldn't say we're the internet generation, because let's be honest, I don't think that people my age and slightly older are the ones that are voicing these complaints. It's probably old people, but even still, old people curse. Like, everyone curses. It's not that big a deal. What we need to do is, like, something, some big-time public figure needs to just do something horrendous on TV, like fuck Jesus or something. Like, Jesus comes back to life, and, you know, Barack Obama fucks him in the ass, and somehow Jesus is like, you know what, we all get worked up over stupid shit, and then everyone's cool. Because it's just a fucking word. It's not like Joe Biden, like, got up on stage and's like, man, those stupid niggers, like, that. Now, that's different. I guess that's a bad example because that's just a word, too. But that's a lot more pointed and horrible. But that's a bad example. You know, it's not like Joe Biden was, like, after they passed this bill, he ran up to, like, the leader of the Republican Party and, like, punched him in the face. You know, that would have been, there you go, now you have a bit of cause. He just was excited, and he said the word fucking. So please, America, get over yourselves and stop being so goddamn surprised that people say the word fuck. I've said it like 7 times in 3 seconds. So fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Not that any fucking super Jesus-loving wackos are listening to this show. And if they are, then God help you. But, you know, this whole, you know, every time I've read like a lot of articles involving saying how America is becoming more of a, I don't know if the word atheist is right, but more of an agnostic country. Like, people are getting further away from religion because people feel kind of disenfranchised with religion. I mean, I know I do. But, you know, it's funny because then all these Christians, like, these ultra-radical Christians are like, well, Christian families are under attack and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? As much as I don't think that Christian families are under attack, I think that, you know, if anything, they make themselves look bad because they're so wacky. Because there's plenty of regular religious people that have their beliefs and keep to themselves, and, you know, if you want to be part of it, then that's great, and if not, then that's great too. But, you know, they make it bad for themselves. But, man, there's a part of me that really just wants this country to just plunge into, like, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, like, level of just debauchery, just to torture those people, because they bother me so much. But, again, back to my main point, don't be fucking surprised when a fucking adult says a curse word. I mean, people act like it's fucking World War III. I stumbled across a website last night that I've actually never been on before. And I'm going to give it a quick plug. And if anybody from that website wants to promote our show, I see that they have like a big old set of links on their page. And they also link a bunch of sites that I've gone to and go to every single day. So, but the website I'm talking about is toplessrobot.com. Really great website. It was funny. I was on the internet late last night, masturbation, and I just happened to come across an article about 13 reasons why I hate Final Fantasy 13, and I had to read it. And then I was kind of looking around the rest of the website, and I really love it. It's a nerd based website. I mean, they talk about you know, humor and. The headline is Nerd News, Humor, and Self-Loathing, which is perfect. I mean, they recognize that they're nerds and they hate themselves for it, and I can definitely identify with that. But, check out www.toplessrobot.com. Toplessrobot.com. Great website. I'll touch real quick on the 13 reasons I hate Final Fantasy 13. This fella named... I'm gonna fuck your name up, bro. Rob Bricken. He has played about 20 hours of Final Fantasy 13, and he explains that he's a huge diehard Final Fantasy fan, and he's loved all the Final Fantasy games, you know, some more than others, but he's really loved the Final Fantasy games, and he hates Final Fantasy 13, and he lists 13 reasons why he hates it. And the funny thing is, I'm about at the same point, I guess, that he is. I'm about 20 hours, and I think he says 25 in, but I'm at about the same point that he is, and I have to say that his article is spot fucking on. I feel the same exact way that he does. He just is able to articulate his thoughts a little bit better than me. I'll go through some of the points. I won't actually read the whole article. I'll let you guys do that, but you know, his complaints are the awful, nonsensical storyline, and that is true. He touches on it, and he says that, you know, you don't really know, you're 20 hours into the game, and you still don't really know what the characters are, why they're doing it, and with this stupid kind of language that they use in the game, and it's just like, what the hell is going on? I felt that way, is like 20 minutes into the game, and I feel that way now, 20 hours into the game. Now, Final Fantasy storylines aren't usually that great. I mean, they're not the Godfather. but you usually can follow them. And this story is just fucking retarded. The linear gameplay, which every critic has talked about, but I have to totally agree. The linear gameplay of this, no towns, no real NPCs, like, it's just a straight-line role-playing game, and it's weird. I don't like it. It talks about the combat system. I also hate that. It's more like a, what's the word? It's like easy mode, really. Like, it puts the computer in control of everything, and then puts you in a very limited capacity, and I don't understand how that's fair. But read the article. I won't go through all 13, but it's quite good. He talks about how the characters are lame, talks about the design isn't that great, the equipping system sucks. Like, pretty much he's spot on. So I highly recommend you read the article, 13 Reasons I Hate Final Fantasy 13, because, like I said, I pretty much agree with him 110%. But the other thing I kind of want to bitch at them for, but it's not really bitching, but there's a story about how, excuse me, I'm really having some problems. I ate a shitty Subway meatball sub very quickly, and I'm experiencing the effects of it now. There's an article that, let's see here, John Malkovich, I forget the guy's name, the Asian guy from The Hangover, and he's on Community, and he was the doctor and Knocked Up, Ken Young, I guess is his name, Young, and Francis McDermott from Burn After Reading and Fargo and Darkman. That's right, she was the romantic love interest in Darkman, everybody's favorite movie. They all signed to play roles in Transformers 3. And I guess the guy that wrote the article, he just can't understand why these great actors would be involved with Transformers 3, and how, you know, didn't they see the last Transformers where the best actor in the whole thing, John Turturro, was forced to get peed on by a Transformer. I can understand the point, but at the same time, you know, I doubt any of those actors really give a fuck about the actual movie. I mean, it's fucking Transformers. They probably got paid a shit ton of money to memorize, "Look out, Optimus." Like, that's probably all they had to do. And it's a big movie, so what do they care? Like, they've all, except for maybe Ken Young, who really is just a character actor anyway, you know, Malkovich and Francis McDormand, they have good careers. They do whatever the hell they want. So why not do Transformers 3? You get a lot of money to do probably next to nothing. And I don't think it's really a critique on them and their ability to do work. I guess their ability to choose a project. I mean, I guess you could take the ultra elitist point of view and say, well, you know, a person, you know, should have more integrity and really choose their roles and all that crap. But I don't buy into that shit. I mean, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You're a working actor. It's your job. You know, if somebody offered me, like, you know, probably $10 million or whatever ridiculous amount of money they're throwing at them to be in Transformers, and I hate Transformers, like, I mean, obviously I love the cartoon, but I'm talking about the films. I only saw the first one, and it was just the worst piece of garbage I've ever seen. And if someone offered me, you know, $1 million, Christ, if somebody, if Michael Bay came to my house tomorrow and was like, "Hey, I'll give you $500 to be in Transformers 3, I would do it in a heartbeat. Fuck integrity, man. Integrity don't pay your bills, you know? So don't be surprised when actors who are paid to act or act in shitty movies. I mean, I don't think at the end of the day they really give a shit. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, there was an article posted over at theouthousers.com, of course, everyone's favorite comic book website, and that's www.theouthousers.com, where, what's his name, the guy that played Agent Smith, and he played V, what's his name, Hugo Weaving is his name, I believe. You know, he was the voice of Megatron for all the three words that he had to say in those movies. And I guess he was in an interview and they asked him about Transformers, and he basically just didn't know anything about Transformers. But why the fuck would he? He probably never even watched the fucking movie. Like, why would he? He was barely in it. And, like, he just gets a check. Like, he reads a script where it was probably just him going, "I'm Megatron, look out for me, Optimus, I'm going to kick you with my robot feet." You know, he's got to read that script and then leave. Bing, bang, boom. Where's my check? Why should he know about, like, why should he be the biggest Transformers fan in the planet, or on the planet, and why do nerds expect this out of people, like actors? Do you really think Hugo Weaving sits around his house playing with his Starscream and Megatron toys? Like, just because, I just don't see how one connects to the other. Like, he's an actor, he's in a shitty movie about toys. Why should he know, like, the whole history of the Transformers? And why do people get so upset about it? Because there was, like, it was, like, a two-page thread. A 10-page thread, not a two-page thread. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I don't know. What else? God, I'm so burnt out. I'm just done, people. I've had my fill of work. I've had my fill of just about everything. I'm looking forward to moving. I smell bad right now. Like, I'm just going to say this out now. Crotch stink. I'm just swampy down there. Didn't you want to know that? How do you feel about that? You know, just swampy. I'm like Man-Thing and Swamp-Thing fucked in my pants. It's gross. I don't like it. I wish I could change it, but what are you going to do, you know? I just got to deal with it. I just got to deal with it, and that's what I'm going to do, is deal with it. I'm going to take a shower right after I wrap up this podcast, and I'm going to sit in my bed, and I'm going to cry, because that's all I can do, is just fucking mope and whine, and that's all I actually ever do, really. Or I just come on this show, and I try to vent, and it is lethargic. See, now I can't even talk. It's cathartic is the word that I wanted to look for. I don't know. It's about a half hour, right? I think it is. I saw an article today. I'll just end with this. I saw an article today on the 13 most evil vintage ads, and that's a really odd way to word it. You don't realize how odd it is until you actually try to say it out loud. And it's just... it's just old fucking ads from, like, the, you know, the 40s and the 50s and even the 60s. And, I don't know, obviously there's some that are, like, horribly racist, and that I understand. Like, I understand why that's bad. But there's one that's incredibly terrible where it's a drawing of two little girls, this little white girl, little blonde-haired white girl, and this little black girl that's standing next to her, and there's a caption underneath, and it's as if the white girl is saying, "Why doesn't your mama wash you with fairy soap?" So they're implying that the white girl doesn't understand the black girl's skin tone and feels that she's just covered in dirt, and that the dirt should be cleaned by fairy brand soap. That I understand is pretty horrible. What I don't understand why is so goddamn evil is, like, the smoking ads, because really, like, I mean, I know it kills you and everything, but, like, doesn't everything fucking kill you? Like, is smoking that evil? Like, wow. Like, they use Santa Claus to sell cigarettes. So, like, what's the big deal? He sells Coca-Cola, too. Like, what's the difference? Like, they both, if you do a lot of either one, they kill you. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I don't understand why, like, cigarettes are, like, the worst thing ever. They have an ad where it shows that says doctors smoke more Camels than any other cigarette. You know what? In the 50s, they probably did. Are you saying that, like, it's terrible because they show a doctor smoking? I mean, if you didn't realize, even in, like, the old days, that, like, inhaling something that's on fire is bad for you, then you're a goddamn idiot. I don't care what you thought. I mean, please, give me a fucking break. See, I don't understand why cigarettes are evil. I don't think they're evil. If that's evil, then every other fucking vice is, like, super evil. Like, every McDonald's ad should be, like, the most evil ad ever, right? Because that fucking kills you in no time. But I think you guys have had your fill of angry, apathetic, or maybe just pathetic, topo. And I'm going to, you know, what I just said I'm going to do. I'm going to clean my balls, and I'm going to sit on my bed and I really should pack, but I'm probably just going to sit on my bed and play God of War 3 because I'm just frustrated. I need, you know, I want my 2 hours back that I'll never get. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Why do I say we? There's no mouse in my pocket. I will see you tomorrow, and I will have comic books with me. So tomorrow will be comic book day. Yay! Hopefully I'll have more comic books. As to when the show will actually get posted, just keep checking on the website. Sorry, the next couple of weeks, guys, is going to be a little rough because I don't have internet access. Excuse me, at the new house, and Gogs is studying for this big exam. Well, it's like a certification exam, and Vinny's bogged down because me and Gogs are idiots, and we have to give him all the stuff that we record and all the stuff that we shoot. So poor Vinny is up to his eyeballs trying to get us better content and whatnot. So, you know, it's just been tough to try to get the show on a regular schedule, but one day we will. So I do appreciate everybody's patience with us getting the shows up. So we try to get everything, you know, we try to get everything moving along, and we try to give you guys fresh content as much as we can. So anyway, thank you guys for stopping by, and enjoy some really angry music that I picked out. Have a nice day.
Bye. On your face, and then I'm a fart in your mouth. Yeah, and then I'm a shit on these walls.